Welcome to another Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Linda Ristig of At Voice by Linda, brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Linda's a full-time professional voice artist based in Washington, D.C., with a home studio and ISDN accessibility. She's provided professional voiceovers for commercials, corporate phone messaging, interactive voice response, PowerPoint, internet media, and website business presentations for a variety of businesses. While Linda and I met on Twitter, we got to connect in person at the Voice 2010 conference in L.A. Linda, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, Tim, thanks for having me.
So how about sharing your thoughts about the Voice 2010 conference? What did you think?
Oh, I was very impressed. I thought the facility was very elegant that they held it in. I thought that the presentations were well organized. There were schedules of events that were just incredible. It seemed to just get better and better. I learned a lot, and I thought that the presentations were first rate.
Oh, great. I thought so, too. In fact, it was so much, it was kind of almost overwhelming, you know?
I agree. In fact, my thought is, now that I've got all those materials, I'm going to just spend some time going back and letting it percolate in my brain a bit.
Totally. If you had one nugget, maybe, that you got from the conference, what would that be?
I would have to say this piece of advice came from a good friend and mentor of mine, Trish Bisagni. She said, maybe a year ago and then again at the conference when she was on actually a panel and then helped several other presenters, that people in the voiceover world, it's more about cooperation and not competition. We are each other's best friends because we can just help each other. Nobody knows everything.
That's absolutely true.
The biggest thing I got out of the conference was the ability to meet people face-to-face that I had read about in LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and so forth.
Me too. There were people I felt like I'd gotten to know, and it was so neat to meet them face-to-face.
I agree. And one of the people that I thought was really cool was Jeffrey Kafer, who in a conversation with me in the hallway, we talked about those flopping name tags, and he turned around and turned it into a cartoon, which you can find at voice-overload.com.
You were the inspiration for that. I saw that cartoon. It was very funny.
I thought so, too, and very appropriate since we were all struggling with those things.
Hey, Linda, what are you working on right now? What kind of projects have you been doing lately?
Well, right now, I'm just busy doing some commercial work. In fact, and as soon as I get off this conference with you, I've got an audition for a Target commercial. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hope you bring me some good luck.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. So how can folks get a hold of you?
The easiest way is to go on my website, and all my information's there, voicebylinda.com. My Twitter account is voicebylinda. If you want to email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at voicebylinda.com.
Hey, Linda, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm honored that you asked me.
All right, we'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite networking friends and experts.